Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you to educate you, to teach you each week about different injury subjects. Injuries can be devastating. They can be complicated. They can be complex. And you're always up against the insurance company and their lawyers and their doctors. And you don't see their lawyers on the surface. You don't see their doctors on the surface, but they're there. They're consulting with them. They're well-educated. And these adjusters that you deal with know all of these things. They're very well-educated. They're highly trained. And they're not on your side. We've been preaching this for years. You know, we did a show a while back just, what are you going to do and what are you going to say and how are you going to handle the first insurance call you make to the first insurance adjuster? What are you going to do? What are you going to say? So we try to give you a flavor and educate you on the important pitfalls, what you need to know, the rules and regulations, sometimes the unwritten rules and regulations, and how you should follow them to protect yourself and your family once you've been injured. You can call us at any time. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. In the mountains, it's 970-879-8989. And so you can give us a call anytime, but our website is the easiest way to get a hold of us. It's championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can email us, give us a call, talk to us, look at the answers to questions on our website. It's an information-loaded website. Today, we're talking about concussions. Concussions, very serious. And you know, Brad, it's kind of interesting. We've been representing people that have concussions for years. They have concussions in traumas. They have concussions in car accidents, which is how we normally get involved in them, but other traumas as well. And for years, it was kind of just silent. For years, it was just, and the insurance company said they don't believe the injury. It's an invisible injury. But now the NFL has come out. There's been all this publicity about it. And now people understand and see what about concussions are about.
Well, it not only was a silent injury, it was a diminished injury. Nobody thought it meant anything. Oh, you get over it in a few days, get over it in a few weeks, get over it in a few months. It's not a big deal. And anybody who said it was longer, that they continued to have any of the symptoms from the concussion for a longer length of time, because a lot of a concussion symptoms are what we call subjective, they start looking and going, well, we just don't believe you and we're not going to do anything for you. And I can't begin to think about how many people have been injured in a way that are still out there suffering and will suffer the rest of their lives that didn't get any kind of compensation or got unfair compensation for their injury simply because the insurance industry and the defense-oriented side of the legal world and the medicine world, put it to them. They just didn't recognize it and convince people that it's not something you should believe and cause these people to now live without fair compensation.
And they're not going to pay for it. And if you don't like it, you can just sue us. And then when you sue, they call you greedy. They call you, this is a frivolous lawsuit. It's all make-believe and all that stuff. But you need attorneys who understand this. You need attorneys who are going to represent you, understand concussions, understand the way the insurance companies approach them, understand trials. And many times, not always, but many times you've got to go to trial to prove your concussion, your head injury. It's also called a closed head injury. It's also called a traumatic brain injury or a TBI. And there's some weird connotations in this area of medicine. For example, most concussions are called by medicine mild TBIs, mild traumatic brain injuries. But that's the word they use. It doesn't mean it's insignificant. They are very significant. But somehow this word mild, moderate, and severe got stuck into the medicine world, and now it's used. And so when they use the word mild, they say, well, it's not such a big deal. It is a huge deal. If you'd had a concussion, you need to see the right attorneys. You can call us at any time, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. In the mountains, we've got an office in Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We do cases outside the state of Colorado, but our telephone number in the mountains is 970-870-8989. Okay, let's set up this situation. We usually talk about a car accident, but we know, Brad, that loss of consciousness is one of the indicia that doctors look at to see if you might have had a concussive event. Also, if you were dazed and confused at the scene of an accident, even momentarily. It doesn't have to mean for an hour. It doesn't have to mean for 30 minutes. If you're dazed and confused or if you've had temporary loss of consciousness, either one, then you're a candidate to see if you have a concussive event.
That's right. Then you have to dig deeper. That's the situation. Now, that's not to say if you didn't lose consciousness that you can't still have a head injury. You can. Once again, as we watch the football players out there, we'll see quite often these guys getting back up, and they haven't lost consciousness, but they've got a concussion.
Right.
And they're being held out. They're being held out for extended periods of time. We've talked before, I think we talked a couple shows ago, about Adam Deadmarsh. He didn't lose consciousness, but no. he could never play his sport again because of the concussion or head injury he had. Now, you know, if Adam Deadmarsh would have had that happen in a car accident, they would have been, the insurance companies and defense lawyers and defense doctors would have been saying he was faking it.
Well, that's a good example. And let's just take the Adam Deadmarsh case, because his symptom, his major symptom, was the fact that every time he went back into a hockey arena with a lot of people there to watch the game, he was an Avalanche player, and then he went to the LA Kings. But he went back into the arena, he couldn't handle it. He would get dizzy. But otherwise, I mean, he had some other symptoms, but otherwise, mostly normal. So the way the insurance company would do this, and the way the defense lawyers would do this, is to say, well, you can drive a car, you can sit up, you can walk, you can go shopping, you can do this, you can do that, you can go up in the mountains. So it's not believable, they would say. It's not believable. It's not sellable. It's not understandable that you would have this major, major problem that actually deals with your career.
They would have gotten surveillance on him. And they would have
done surveillance, right.
How he moved around, how he looked normal, how he did everything just normal. And they would have said, this guy's faking. And they would have stood up in front of the jury, and they would have said, as soon as this case is over, he's going to go back and play. As soon as this case over, you're going to see him in the arena. And they would have convinced the jury, and the jury would have looked and said, well, that's right. You know, we have to believe that. Or they would have believed it, seeing everything else. And Adam Deadmarsh would have gotten no compensation, and he would have lost his career.
Right. And it's just that simple. That's how they attack this. So you have one major symptom. You know, a head injury, a concussion can have a constellation of symptoms, a number of symptoms. There's a large number of potential symptoms. But sometimes you reduce to like one or two or three, maybe six, that are permanent. So, but what they do is they pick the other ones. Oh, you don't have any headaches. You couldn't have a concussion. Well, yes, I do. Oh, you can work a computer. You couldn't have a concussion. Yes, I do. I don't have any memory left. Or I have short-term memory problems or intermediate-term memory problems. So you see how this works.
Or I do it all under a headache. I have a headache at all times when I'm doing these things. I try and take Tylenol. I try and take aspirin. I try and take different things to stop the pain, which, by the way, is probably hurting my other organs in my body. But I have to do it to try just to manage the headache to allow me to get through a day's work. Oh, you get through a day's work.
Oh, you can work. You can work.
Headache. You can't have a concussion. You can't be working in pain, because according to insurance companies and defense lawyers, nobody ever works in pain.
Right.
If they're in pain, they stop working. But of course, if they stop working claiming their pain, because that's subjective, then they say you're not really in pain. You're just trying to freeload off the system.
You're just making it up. You're faking it. And that's the way this works with these insurance companies and their defense lawyers. And don't believe these insurance companies don't have their doctors. They do. Some of them have their doctors right down the hallway from the adjuster. Some of them have them on call. Some of them get regularly educated by these doctors in the world of medicine. They have seminars. They're taught what to do. And so you really need to go back and listen to our podcast on what to do and say to the first call when you have the first call to the insurance adjuster. We're not covering that today. Okay, let's talk about this car accident, Brad. You got, it used to be old school. Most of people thought that you had to have a brain bleed. You had a spot on your brain to have a head injury. That's not it anymore. Everybody realizes in medicine today and law that if you have a rapid acceleration, rapid deceleration, car accident is an example, you can have a brain injury. There are bony rigid surfaces inside your cranium. Your brain is a soft organ. And it slams up against the front of the skull. It slams up against the back of the skull. It's called coup contra coup. And it's an acceleration-deceleration injury. And it's real. So that's how a concussion happens. But, you know, Brad, what happens is the defense lawyers always say and the insurance companies say, well, look at the first responders' records. Look at the ambulance records. When they got there, the ambulance said he or she was alert and oriented times three and fully alert. And so there couldn't have been concussion. Yes, there could have been. Yes, there can be.
Well, absolutely. You know, the initial effects of a concussion may take some time. You cannot sit there and just say somebody doesn't have a concussion or doesn't have a head injury because they're alert. They're not because they didn't lose consciousness or because it took a while for the onset of the symptoms to appear. Still, you need to look and see what the person is going through. And if there's an onset of headaches, loss of balance, blurred or double vision, tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, or convulsions or vomiting, disorientation or confusion, you've got a concussion.
Right. And it can be a concussive event. Now, we got a break coming up. But after the break, we want to cover with you the first responders records, the emergency room records, how these insurance companies rely on them to use it against you when you're so unknowing to you, so not ready for this. And you truly have a concussion. It's real. It's authentic, and they try to poke holes in it. We're going to show you how to do that or how they do that after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys located in Greenwood Village, pretty much I-25 in Orchard. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. If you're listening to this in the mountains, we have an office in Steamboat Springs, 970-870-8989. And by the way, you can go to our website at any time. It is championsofthepeople.com. Bell and Pollock Legal Show will be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. We're the owners of our firm. You know, we have a firm large enough to represent you, small enough to give you quality service. We're very experienced. Our staff is very experienced. And when you come to our law firm, you meet with a licensed attorney. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900 in the mountains. It's 970-870-8989, your injury attorneys. Okay, today we're talking about concussion. So you have this concussive event. You're slammed from behind. You hit the headrest, or you don't hit the headrest. You don't even have to hit anything to get a concussion. It's the rapid acceleration and deceleration event that causes or contributes to the concussion. So you have the event. You have the car accident. You don't realize all this is happening to you. You have to be dazed and confused, loss of consciousness. So when the ambulance gets there, you're feeling better. Things are better. And you tell them, I'm feeling good, or I'm alert. Yeah, I know this, I know that, I know what time it is, I know what day it is. Sure, feeling better. So they say you're alert and oriented. That doesn't mean you don't have a concussion, but they use it against you. Then you get to the emergency room. They give you a Glasgow coma scale, a Glasgow coma test. Your score is a perfect 15. They always use that against you. See, it was a 15 when you got to the emergency room. That doesn't say what it was at the scene of the accident. That doesn't say what it was in the first 2 minutes after the accident. And these symptoms, Brad, can onset over time, and they do, and everybody knows that, but they try to defeat these people that have these concussive events.
Oh, that's exactly right. After the accident, when things are when the adrenaline is stopped, and when you're just there trying to deal with whatever other injuries or what's happened, all of a sudden you start becoming drowsy, or you behave abnormally, or you can't think clearly, or you all of a sudden have a stiff neck. You develop a headache. You start to vomit, or you feel nauseated. These are signs of a head injury. They can have delayed onset. Hours, Gary.
Yeah, they can be days or weeks, too. Yeah.
Yes.
But everybody in this business knows the symptoms can onset. Look, compared to this, if you break your arm in an accident, that's an acute, immediate injury. It can be seen on X-ray. It's there. But when you have a concussion, your symptoms appear over time. Some of them immediately, some of them over time. And everybody knows this, but they say, well, you didn't report headaches for a month. You didn't report memory loss for 3 months. Well, you didn't know you had memory loss for 3 months.
Sometimes it takes somebody to tell you that. And sometimes you don't have somebody who can tell you that immediately. You don't get that information because people aren't seeing it in you. Or if they are seeing it in you, they're giving you temporary hall passes, thinking, oh, you'll be all right. Or, oh, you just don't remember this or that. They don't want to blame it on an injury. They want to blame it on something's wrong with you. And so they don't tell you about it, or they just make up for it. It's so amazing how your friends and your family will work around you if you start to be dazed and confused.
You know, you're exactly right, Brad, but the people around you, commonly around you, most close to you, usually see the symptoms in you before you see them yourself. But I mean, sometimes you're troubled, you can't remember things. And then the insurance company said, well, that's just a memory loss. That's no big deal. But it's a huge deal. You have vision problems, eye problems, neurological problems. Cognitive processing problems, and there's a whole host of symptoms. If you come to our law firm, we can show you the game plan you need to lead you through this maze to prove your head injury, to prove your concussion. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. In the mountains, it's 970-870-8989, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Let's talk a little bit, Brad, about the fact that you go to the hospital, your Glasgow Coma Scale is 15, which is perfect. Then so they say, well, you didn't have a concussion. But the doctor is a little bit worried. The doctor discharges you and gives you, concussion instructions, what to do. You may have had a concussive event and how to recognize this. Well, so why are those instructions given?
Well, that's another thing. Obviously, the doctor is going to try to find what they think is wrong with you and what's going on. When a doctor hears about this, the doctor that's on his or her game is going to always consider that if there's been any kind of traumatic event, and the traumatic event doesn't have to be just like we've talked about before, your head getting hit. It can be a dramatic event, an event of acceleration, deceleration. It can be a traumatic event of any sort that would affect how your brain is operating within your skull. Then the doctor is going to start talking to you about concussion symptoms. Or should, anyway.
Right.
And should start talking to you about when you should return and what you should watch for. And there's the first sign that this could be something serious.
Right, but the point I want to make right now, Brad, is that many doctors in the emergency room, for whatever reason, we all think they do a great job, and they do, but for whatever reason, maybe they're more concerned about your neck injury and stabilization of your neck and your spinal cord. Maybe they're not concerned enough right now about a brain injury. Maybe they're concerned about your broken pelvis. Maybe they're concerned that you have to have eye surgery because you got a socket that was crushed in the accident. And so they're not really at that point in time focused on that head injury. So the insurance company say, well, when you went to the emergency room, there was no mention of headaches. There was no mention of vision problems. There was no mention of memory loss. Well, those symptoms don't appear for a while.
Well, even if you're going through some of those symptoms, the doctor may not attribute it to a head injury. I mean, okay, you've just been through an excited event, and you may not be able to organize your thoughts clearly or organize your speech patterns clearly. Well, is it the excited event or is it the head injury? You're not certain. And that can be one of the things. You may not be able to organize your thoughts, but you're worried about other injuries of loved ones, or you're worried about the meeting you're missing, or you're worried about the event where you were headed to, or you're worried about what happened to the car or things you had in the car. And so your mind isn't clicking to all these things. And the doctor may not be tuned into then at that point the head injury, but it's just in tuned into, I've got a person acting a little frantic or a little different, but they've just been through a significant event that It could just be affecting their thought patterns.
The other thing is, let's say you had a concussion at the scene of an accident. You went into the emergency room and you're complaining about low back pain. Well, if you're complaining about low back pain, that's going to tune the doctor into where to look and what to do and what to examine.
Now, where that danger comes in is you walk in, you say, I've got low back pain.
Right.
And the doctor starts talking to you. And you're talking to the doctor. The doctor, if the doctor doesn't know you, the doctor may not know what your cognitive abilities and your speech pattern should be.
Right.
So the doctor is looking, saying, well, they look alert and oriented.
Right.
And they can tell me about their back injury. So I'm going to let them tell me about it. And everybody out there, think about how many times you've gone ahead and done things with a headache. You've gone ahead and done things when you've been a little fuzzy and not thinking clearly. How many times you've done that? So you may do all these things because you're focused on your back and you don't even talk about your head injury. You don't even talk about your headache. You don't talk about the fact that the night before you were nauseated as you were laying in bed and you felt you had to vomit. You may not talk about that because that's not what the focus of attention is on.
That's so important what you just said. I mean, it is so important. But look at it this way. You know, you go to the doctor in the emergency room and say, I've got low back pain. I was in a car accident. I was rear-ended. Low back pain usually comes from rear-end accidents. Then the insurance company later says to you, you didn't tell the emergency room doctor about your head injury. You didn't bring that up. You didn't. And so implying you're lying, implying you're making this up, or just calling you a faker. You're making it up now. When they know full well that most of the symptoms, not all, but most of the symptoms of a concussion onset over time. So if they onset over time, let me ask you this question. How would you know to report them in the emergency room if they haven't occurred yet?
Well, sure. And let's say over time is change in behavior. Well, as you gradually are changing behavior or even have a change in behavior, how's the doctor supposed to know that?
Right, exactly.
And how do you necessarily recognize it? Hey, doc, I'm less tolerant and I get really upset and excited. And, you know, it really bothers me a lot when things are happening. Didn't seem to do that before the accident. Well, that can be, and many doctors will say, well, that's the emotional side of it. That's just the emotional side. That doesn't give you an indication of a head injury. Well, on the other hand, it is a recognized symptom of a head injury that you have behavior changes.
Right. That's why you go to your treating doctor. That's why they refer you to treating doctors. If you have any problems, go to your treating doctor. And my next favorite one is, let's say you injured your foot in the car accident. You go to the emergency room, you injure your foot, they refer you to your own PCP or to a podiatrist or an orthopedic surgeon. You go to the doctor, you say, my foot's hurt. They look at the foot. And you're not there to talk about your head injury. You're at a foot doctor's office. You're talking about your foot. But what they do is they say, well, you know, you didn't mention anything about your head injury to this foot doctor. Ah, you must not have a head injury. Ah, you're just making this up later.
Well, Gary, it's even more than that. Problem walking. So a problem walking can be a sign of a head injury. But if you've got a sore back from the accident at the same time, the doctor's not going to consider the problem walking from the head injury as much as the doctor's going to consider the problem from being a lumbar problem that's radiating into your legs, is keeping you from being able to walk as well, or maybe causing pain, maybe causing dysfunction. And so they're going to look at that normally as being a potential problem from the back, from the low back.
Exactly. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're glad to bring the show to you. We are injury attorneys. You can call us 303-795-5900. In the mountains, we have an office in Steamboat Springs. We go all over the state of Colorado. Our telephone number in the mountains is 970-870-8989. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. When we come back after the break, we're going to give you a brief outlook on how you receive treatment for this and how you start to prove these type of injuries. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, we're here for you. We'll be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. years, made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA Choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys ready to help you. Our telephone number 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. We've been talking about concussions today. There are gold standards on the way to prove it. You're probably going to need an attorney. You can call us at any time. But neurologist Brad, neurologist and neuropsychologist, and we don't have enough time to go into all that, but that's the direction you hear. You had, that's the specialty you see for a head injury.
It most certainly is, and that's who you want to have do the testing and see if they're doing it. But you've got to make sure you have ones that understand head injuries from trauma, that understand that this could be a problem. And, you know, they're quite often going to have to do some testing. They may have to talk to other people in your family to find out what's going on. You know, one of the things that, believe it or not, Medline, which a lot of people get on the internet to look at, Medline will say if the symptoms don't go away after 2 or 3 weeks, talk to your doctor. Now,
exactly.
Listen, that means you're waiting 2 to 3 weeks. Defense lawyers and insurance companies will jump all over that. You're not at a psychologist or a neuropsychologist, because if it was bothering you, you would have been there. Psychologists and neuropsychologists quite often are going to do the same thing. They're going to put you on hold for a while. They're going to try and figure out what you're all about, and they're going to do the testing.
Right. And so, you know, neurologists, neuropsychologists, there's other specialties that deal with this. You can call us at any time. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Telephone number 303-795-5900. In the mountains is 970-870-8989. And our website is championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people.